Chapter 5, Sharing the Road. Commercial Vehicles. Over 200,000 crashes occur between cars and commercial vehicles each year. Many of these crashes could be avoided by keeping these points in mind. Large commercial vehicles cannot maneuver like a car or other smaller vehicles. Large commercial vehicles have much larger blind spots than smaller vehicles. Large commercial vehicles take more time and space to slow down or stop. Most crashes between large commercial trucks and smaller cars are caused by the car drivers. In commercial vehicle and small car accidents, the people in cars are much more likely to be killed or injured than the driver of the commercial vehicle. What is a no zone? The no zone is the area around large commercial trucks or buses where cars disappear into blind spots. If truck drivers cannot see you, the possibility of a collision is greatly increased. These blind spots are the side no zone, rear no zone, and front no zone areas. The right side blind spot is doubly dangerous because trucks and buses make wide right turns. Side no zones. Do not hang out on either side of trucks or buses. Trucks and buses have big no zones or blind spots on both sides. They are much larger than your car's blind spots. If you cannot see the driver's face in the side view mirror, he or she cannot see you. If that driver needs to swerve or change lanes for any reason, the chances of a collision are greatly increased. Front no zones. Pass safely. You could get rear-ended by a large commercial truck or bus if you cut in front too soon after passing, then immediately slow down. This can force truck and bus drivers to slam on their brakes. These large vehicles need nearly twice the time and distance to stop as cars. When passing, look for the whole front of the commercial truck or bus in your rearview mirror before pulling into the truck's lane, and then do not slow down. Rear no zones. Avoid tailgating. Unlike cars, large commercial trucks and buses have huge no zones directly behind them. The truck or bus driver cannot see your car there, and you cannot see what is going on beyond the truck or bus. If the truck or bus driver brakes or stops suddenly, you have no place to go and could end up running into them. Pay close attention. Never pass behind a commercial truck that is backing up. Hundreds of motorists and pedestrians are killed or injured each year by ignoring trucks that are backing up. The truck drivers cannot see smaller vehicles or people directly behind their vehicles and may not see you cut in behind them. Wide right turns. Avoid the squeeze play. Large commercial truck and bus drivers sometimes need to swing wide to the left in order to safely make a right turn or swing wide to the right to safely make a left turn. They cannot see cars directly behind or beside them. Trying to squeeze between a commercial vehicle and the curb is an invitation to disaster. Sharing the road with motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, there are special situations and conditions we all need to be aware of to safely share the road. Motorcycle operators have the right to use a complete traffic lane. Per Nevada Revised Statutes 486.351 paragraph 3, motorcycles and mopeds may, with the consent of the drivers, be operated no more than two abreast in a single traffic lane. Without the consent of the drivers, motorcycles couldn't ride side by side and would have to remain in a staggered formation. Because of their smaller size, motorcycles are less visible and may appear to be farther away than they really are. It is difficult for other drivers to judge how fast a motorcycle is going. Motorcycles may be forced from their position on the road by strong winds or a rough road surface. Turn signals are not self-canceling on most motorcycles. Before you make a lane change or turn that depends on what path a motorcycle is taking, be sure you know what the motorcyclist is doing. Watch for clues, such as operators or passengers turning their heads to look behind, or operators beginning to tilt or lean their motorcycles. If you are coming up behind a motorcycle, slow down sooner than you would for another vehicle. Leave plenty of space. Always dim your headlights when approaching a motorcycle. Because motorcyclists balance as well as steer their vehicles, the blinding effect of your high beams can be far more dangerous to them than to drivers of cars or large commercial vehicles. Bad weather and slippery roads can present real problems for motorcyclists, allow even more following distance when it is raining or the road is slippery. Motorcycle operators require a special endorsement to their Nevada driver's license. If you want additional information, please contact your local DMV office and ask for a copy of the motorcycle handbook. You may also visit the DMV website at dmvnv.com. Mopeds. Mopeds, although similar, have a few key differences from motorcycles and electric bicycles. Nevada defines these differences based on motor size, horsepower, a maximum of 2 brake horsepower, and 30 miles per hour maximum speed on a flat or near-flat surface. All the same precautions of driving and driving near motorcycles must be made around mopeds. Moped operators have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, moped operators have additional responsibilities based on the limitations of their vehicle. Moped operators must remain in the extreme right-hand lane of any road unless there is a single lane of traffic, or they are preparing to make a left turn. The turn must be made within 1/4 mile from entering the lane, or when driving in the extreme right-hand lane would not be safe or as directed by a police officer. Moped owners must register their mopeds with the DMV but are not required to insure their vehicles. Moped registration is a one-time fee to help prevent theft. Moped operators and passengers are not required to wear helmets in the state of Nevada. However, helmet use is strongly recommended to avoid serious injuries in case of an accident or crash. For further information regarding mopeds, such as engine size, please contact your local DMV office or visit the DMV website at dmvnv.com/moped. School buses. You are required to stop for school buses that are loading or unloading students. Nevada Revised Statute 484B.353 requires a driver to stop at any location for a school bus displaying a flashing red signal. You may not attempt to overtake or proceed past the school bus until the bus driver has turned off the flashing red lights. There is one exception to this rule. On divided highways, you are only required to stop when you are traveling in the same direction as the school bus. Nevada law allows school bus drivers to report violations to the school district and the Department of Motor Vehicles. When this occurs, the registered owner of the vehicle will be sent a warning letter explaining the seriousness of the violation. Bicycles. The number of people using bicycles for transportation and recreation is increasing. Cyclists must obey the same rules and regulations as other types of vehicles. The safe interaction between bicyclists and motorists is the responsibility of both parties. Motorists who cause even a minor collision with a bicycle or pedestrian, or who intentionally interfere with the movement of a bicycle, may be charged with reckless driving. Penalties include a driver's license suspension. Bicyclists may not intentionally interfere with the movement of a motor vehicle. Cyclists may ride in a traffic lane, staying as far to the right as practicable unless preparing to turn or overtake another vehicle. Cyclists must obey all traffic signs and signals. If a cyclist chooses to cross an intersection in a crosswalk, he should dismount and cross as a pedestrian. Bicyclists must use hand signals to let others know what they plan to do. The operator is required to give a hand signal one time, unless the bike is in a designated turn lane or if safe operation requires the rider to keep both hands on the bicycle. The cyclist may use his right arm to signal a right turn. At intersections, motorists must yield to cyclists as they would for other vehicles and pedestrians. When passing a cyclist, a motorist must move into the lane to the left if more than one lane for traffic in the same direction exists and doing so is reasonably safe. If an adjacent lane does not exist, pass to the left of the bicycle at a safe distance, which must be no less than 3 feet. The motorist may not move back to the right until the vehicle is safely clear of the bicycle. Motorists must yield the right-of-way to a cyclist on a bicycle path or in a bike lane. Motorists may not stop, park, or drive in a designated bicycle path or lane unless they are entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, are directed by a police officer, or an emergency situation exists. Inexperienced riders, especially children, require special courtesy and care. They may not always follow traffic rules. Be especially careful around these riders and expect the unexpected. Be especially cautious. When turning at an intersection or driveway, check both ways for cyclists. Never speed up to pass a cyclist just before you make a turn. When parked on the street, check to your rear for cyclists before you open your car door. Check both ways for cyclists when backing out of a driveway or parking lot. Cyclists should obey the law, wear a helmet, wear brightly colored clothing, and keep bikes in good repair. Cyclists should not ride on the wrong side of the road, wear a headset such as headphones or a cellular phone earpiece, or ride at night without required lights and reflectors. Remember, motorists and cyclists have an equal right to use our roadways and need to be mutually courteous and cooperative. Passengers in the bed of a truck. If you live in Nevada and are under the age of 18, you may not ride on the bed of a flatbed truck or within the bed of a pickup truck if the truck is being driven on a paved highway. The exception to this is if you are being driven in a parade authorized by a local authority or if the vehicle is being used in the course of farming or ranching. Pedestrians. As a motorist, you must watch for pedestrians on streets and highways. You should be especially careful when children are present. Motorists are required to exercise due care to avoid a collision with a pedestrian, and pedestrians must not place a motorist in a position which makes it impossible to avoid a collision. Motorists who cause even a minor collision with a pedestrian may be charged with reckless driving. Drivers must exercise proper caution upon observing a pedestrian on or near a highway, street, or road, within or near a school zone, or within a marked or unmarked crosswalk. Pedestrians have the right of way when crossing at an intersection. Drivers are obligated to yield to pedestrians who are attempting to cross the road. It is illegal for motorists to overtake any vehicle that is slowing down or stopped until the motorist slows down enough to determine why the other vehicle has slowed or stopped. Be particularly aware and careful of pedestrians at intersections. Watch for pedestrians at stop signs, traffic signals, and around transit stops. A crosswalk exists anywhere two streets intersect, even at a T-intersection. A crosswalk exists even if it is not painted or marked. When a traffic signal turns green, drivers must yield to persons who are still crossing the street. Pedestrians have the right of way over motorists making a right-hand turn. If there is a sidewalk, pedestrians should use it. If there is no sidewalk, pedestrians should walk on the side of the road facing the traffic. Vehicles yielding to a pedestrian should wait until the pedestrian has crossed into the lanes going in the other direction before proceeding. If a crossing guard is present, motorists must wait until the guard is completely out of the crosswalk before proceeding. Safe walking tips. Use crosswalks. If the crosswalk has a signal, obey it. A flashing "don't walk" means do not cross. If you are in the intersection when a signal starts flashing, finish crossing. Before crossing, look left, right, and left again for oncoming or turning traffic. Establish eye contact with drivers who slow down or stop to ensure the driver is yielding the right-of-way to you. Whenever possible, wear brightly colored clothing when walking to alert drivers to your presence. If walking at night, carry a flashlight and use reflective materials to help drivers see you. Remember, courtesy and cooperation will greatly enhance pedestrian safety.